business or business.
That you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Jay Foreman, DP Austin on this Thursday. A little chilly outside. First brisk day here in Lincoln after 80-something degrees and 80-something mile-an-hour winds earlier in the week. But we're the Old School Crew, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. It is Halloween. And, you know, to get right into it, obviously the World Series ended last night. One of us said the game, it was over. I knew it was over. I'm going to keep telling you this right now. You hear about Samson in the biblical, right? He cut his hair, his powers are gone. Gerrit Cole's power is gone in pressure situations ever since that beard is gone. The Yankees need to put an amendment in their I guess facial, you know, they won't let you have any hair on your face. That man needs his beard back ASAP.
At least some scruff.
You need five. Just look, a compromise, DP, would be 5 o'clock shadow.
What game did you watch?
Well, Gerrit Cole. I've watched Gerrit Cole ever since he's been in Houston.
Did Gerrit Cole make four of the dumbest professional baseball plays?
He made the one. Said Bill Buckner before we left?
That man.
Don't call me a prophet. Just call me Jay.
Really?
Gerrit Cole under pressure. Well, here's where Gerrit Cole really lost his power. When the sticky powder, sticky substances.
Spider tack.
The spider tack. Under pressure. Gerrit Cole. Sphincter muscle.
How many pitches was he supposed to make?
It's not about the pitches. He was dealing. And you know what? It's commendable that he got him to the seventh inning. But Gerrit Cole, you know what's on the back of the New York Post? Here's looking at you. The Yankees. But you know what, though? All jokes aside, the Yankees' mistakes are the mistakes that the Derek Jeters and those guys wouldn't have made. Overall, it's their fielding. It's their attention. It's the small
base
details.
Running.
It's the small details. Mm-hmm. Even during the year, I remember they had a thing on, I think it's Sports Center, or maybe I probably saw it online. Probably where I was on the porcelain throne. I can't even lie to you.
Is that where you consume most of your baseball content?
You know, I watch it. I mean, but this in particular thing, I think they went through a compilation of their base run. Remember when they went through like a couple weeks where they kept getting picked off at first? Mm-hmm. It was more or less than that, and that's just attention to details. Probably some of it, but either way, it was a.
I mean, I'm really not. I'm not a Yankees fan, so them losing I ain't got no skin in that game. Listen, you got to make plays. Like it's just like a football.
Yeah,
talking about the hustle. You talk about listen. Sometimes your playmakers got to make plays, and the eight behind you
got to make plays.
Got to make plays. I mean,
Judge, you got to make that.
He should have never been in the situation. Plays, whether it's a ground ball. Ground ball to short, ground ball to second, misplayed, Rizzo doing what Rizzo did. Like you can go through a whole series of those moments.
Right.
And I mean, he battled, which is all you want from a starting pitcher.
Yeah, that's this why late in the season, that's what you need.
Yeah. And so I looked at it and just went, well, it's a generational team. The Dodgers did what they did. And you had a series from Freddie Freeman that we've never seen before.
Yeah, he got hot.
We've never seen, and to know that he's not the best player on that team. He's not the second best player on that team. He's not the third best player on that team. He might not be the fourth best player on that team. Yeah. And that's how deep that Dodger team is. That you talk about what money can do. Those two franchises,
they go back and forth.
Yeah, they went deep with it.
The Yankees will open their purse strings. But I think that the difference is that when you play a team like the Dodgers, and listen, the Dodgers were compromised, you know, last few games. I mean, Ohtani was just, I mean, look, rightfully so. I mean, you know, obviously he's got a significant shoulder injury that he's probably going to have to get fixed. You know, you just can't make, you can get away with those, some of those mistakes, like if you play like the Royals, because they don't have the type of depth, and they're not as, obviously not as talent rich as the Dodgers. It just came back to bite them. And probably, you know, I mean, let's be honest, the Dodgers were probably the best team, but the Yankees are there close. It's going to be interesting how they approach this offseason, because, you know, the bigger question is, DP, is with a guy like Juan Soto, right? You win a championship early, you get back to the championship, you're obviously immensely talented. It's not a money thing. It can't be. Is Scott Boras his agent?
Yep.
Okay, so money is not even in the equation. Do you think he goes and tries to be the guy, I guess, like, well, the Mets still have talent, so he's not going to go to a small market. Do you think he's going to go maybe re-up with the Yankees and start to chase that long-term legacy? Or does like a Seattle come out of nowhere and get Cano, and then Cano's way up there? Now, granted, the PEDs and stuff did him in, but ultimately he left a place that where he could have maybe cemented himself in baseball history with the Yankees, and then he went up to Seattle, and now see, ran into a little bit of trouble.
I mean, we're at a point in at every level of sport where how people make their decisions about who they're going to do business with is seen and talked about. And nobody knows what – I'm not sure Juan Soto knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, well, it's too early, too.
Right?
I mean, it's –
because we don't know where who's going to come up and just say, okay, simply write your number down. We want to make you the highest paid player. And here's the funny thing. That could be the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That could be the Dodgers. That could be the Angels. It could be Atlanta.
There's always a sneaky one.
Well, to me, Atlanta and Houston are the ones. Because if you imagine Houston, Juan Soto in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Soto in that
building. He doesn't have to play defense?
Juan Soto in that building is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So to choose where you want to go and who you want to play with, culturally, he knows that he's got people in Houston. The same thing can be said for the Texas Rangers, right? Recent World Series champion. And then, oh, by the way, he could go back to D.C.
Yeah.
And if you think you have young people and a whole stock full of cash for you to be comfortable in, he knows, one, he can get in and out of the country. He can do what he wants to do. I'm not sure I don't know why the Mets feel like they're the front runner, when in truth, Jay, if it's you, Austin, if it's you, and you're already in the Yankees, you're dating Halle Berry.
Right. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, we got a good text there. You know, Eric and Lincoln, he wants the White Sox. Here's what happens with these guys, with these really, really special players. It's the known people, he said he's open for business for all 30 teams. That was actually pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm open for business of all 30. Come on.
Yeah, I'm listening to everybody.
But it's down to about six major players right now. And there's probably four that are for real. You know what I mean? We could probably say,
Yankees. Okay,
Yankees, Atlanta, maybe the Dodgers, right? And just say Houston and the Rangers, just kind of their one. The thing is, there's always going to be somebody sneaky. Like this comes out of nowhere.
I think we left out three pretty major ones. Philly.
Philly is at the top of my list.
You think he's going to want to go to Philly?
Oh, if Bryce Harper went to Philly and signed that contract, Juan Soto will go to Philly and sign that contract in a heartbeat. I think the Giants want to make a splash. They're always chasing, but they won't get him. Philly, the Giants, and then I said the Cubs already. So.
I don't see him in Chicago. I just remember traveling with the Nats, and his – matter of fact, it was in Chicago, and at Wrigley, he wasn't enjoying himself.
I'm just saying they'll make a run, they won't get him either.
So that's what I'm saying, making a run, but actually Mets, being serious. it's always I think there's always that one team that comes out of nowhere that negotiates behind the scenes, and then he maybe end up there. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes, because if you go to somewhere, like here's what I'm going to ask you. So the difference between Houston, which is essentially championship ready, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That you just plug and play. You're going to take them probably to Dodgers level, just like that, mm-hmm. considering that they make the right move. But then if you go to the Rangers, who maybe aren't championship ready, might need some other moves to go with it, is more or less what risk he wants to take, because he's getting the money anyway.
You're going to – the difference in having Alvarez, Altuve
– oh, I know.
Bregman.
I think Bregman's gone.
Well, no. Well, Bregman's only – if Soto shows up, Bregman's not going anywhere. Bregman has a full understanding that – wait a minute. If I get to – if he gets to be – if he and Altuve get to be 1 and 2 in the lineup – neither Man. One of them is going anywhere. You wouldn't be able to forklift them out of right. here.
Well, let's just
well, that's been the conversation has right. been that Bregman was going to go to New York because that was going to be the thing. That was going to be the move. Bregman, his agent also mentioned that the Dodgers immediately plugged in and said, "Hey, this is a consideration. Do this." And his significant other is all about Los Angeles, so it made perfect sense. Except if you go and make the commitment that you're trying to win chips the next 2 years and Juan Soto is the statement, because there's nobody else available in baseball that is at that level where you right. can do that. That Astros lineup of the top five. Hey, man, listen, let me talk to you.
Right. And so that's the question I'm getting at is like, where do you like, I mean, it's a great position for him to be in because in this day and age, if it doesn't say it didn't work out, he took a little bit more risk, and it's not even a big risk to go to the Rangers, or like the huge risk would be going to like the White Sox or something, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like, you know, me and Austin are batting right around you. Like, I'm the leadoff hitter. Austin's batting cleanup. Is he? You get nothing.
Well, let's switch that.
Yeah, you got. Oh, it don't matter. We ain't hitting it. I know I can't hit a baseball. Versus you go somewhere like Houston, you just. I mean, because he's not. I don't even really think he's even in his prime yet, and that's. And I'm saying this.
He just turned 26. He's just entering his athletic
career. Right. That's what I'm saying. He's so good.
Frightening.
Right. So then you ask yourself, okay, well, then I could take a little bit of risk because his skill is not going to diminish. Mm-hmm. It's only going to go up because as he's, you know, seen these pitchers, he's more familiar. He's going to be – he can even get stronger. You know, like, you know, he can find different ways to work out, and he's excellent. You just wonder with somebody like that what he's going to do because – if he decides to go somewhere that's not the known or one of the big players, you talking about some shockwaves through the MLB?
Well, it's going to happen. That's going to happen, right? I mean, they were talking about the five best free agents, and all of them are climate changers.
Well, all of them are Juan Soto. Right. You get to number six.
Right. Like, they're all climate changers, and Texas says, well, what about Trout? It's the same thing because the dominoes and the chess pieces move. That if you said Mike Trout was going to be the starting center fielder for the New York Yankees next year.
But do you trust it, though? Do you trust Trout in his body? Not
in New York City with Judge and Stanton.
Oh, it's not about him, but I'm saying, here's what, okay, I'll ask you.
You can DH him. You can DH him. You know that right. you can give the profile management in New York is not only expected, it's preferred. Because they have four guys that they really just need to take some of the wear and tear off. That's just what it is. And nothing would get the Yankees through the offseason than signing Mike Trout. At whatever number Trout offers, just in jersey sales, ticket re-ups, sponsorships, marketing opportunities. Oh,
it would be great. All I'm just saying that, about him being healthy.
I don't think.
They
like the idea of having four Jay Foremans in the middle of their...
right, that's like, great. But also, you got to think with the Yankees. There is no direct comparison between Trout and my boy Stanton.
Yeah.
But since Stanton's been in New York, I don't know what the food is, what he's been eating. My man is brittle. Trout, he's had some kind of freak-like injuries, right?
Still he also probably doesn't need to be playing center field to
right.
prevent some of that.
True. So you could get it, and then if you need to play him to keep it, you know, just in case, I guess it could help him. Do you think Trout goes back to Philly?
I don't think he goes back to Philly.
Do you think he would?
Although that would make my stomach hurt so much. That would make my, listen, the most, oh, yeah.
He's a Philly, because he loves Philly now.
No, he loves Philly. And the idea of him and Harper and who's a little lefty.
And Real Muto. And
yeah, like it is. There's a word that I want to.
Oh, Schwarber.
There's a word that I want to use about things that hang in a bathroom.
Okay, let's ask this. Let me ask you this, Austin and DP, real quick before we go to break. In realistic terms, let's take yourself out of the moment. They just lost, but Juan Soto's, you know, came in as like a hired henchman. You the GM of whatever team, Yankees, Mets, whoever has the money. You gonna pay this man $600 to $700 million? Yes or no? I don't want to hear the stats, nothing like that. Yes or no?
Can I give you my contract structure?
No, it's $600 or $700 million, Austin. It's $600 or $700 million. It doesn't matter if he gets paid $1 million right now and hits you with the Bobby Bonilla. In 20 years, you're paying him $700 million.
As a GM, I would be most comfortable getting him through his age 33 season. I'll give him 7 years and north of $50 million per year. But if I have to overpay on the back end to get him for the next 7 years, yes, I will pay him $600 or $7 million.
Thank you.
I mean, so who's, in your mind, who's 3, 4, and 5? If Soto, Trout, in whatever direction, whatever number you want to put them, because I think
I'm gonna pay Soto just based on his age.
Because people know if you're doing business, the business side of it, Mike Trout does a certain level of business that nobody else in baseball can do.
Well, it depends on what type of business. If you're doing baseball business. Oh, well, then I'm going Trout then.
Right. That if you put Mike Trout up on a billboard in New York, in Times Square. Yeah. My goodness, it's an ATM and crypto all working in the same place.
Yeah, but if I'm here trying to win a championship, you know, then I'm obviously going. I think Soto's just—he's not even in his prime yet, dude.
At 26, and I can tell you of the players in the league, he's easily the one that you see with the longest game. At the highest level. And so that's a part of it. And I'm not sure, for whatever reason, I'm not sure that the Dodgers don't lead the way.
Why not?
Right? Like, I'm not sure that the Dodgers just
Who the Dodgers have with the business, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Magic Man.
Hey. And here's a little sneaky tip. Guess where Magic was last night?
NYC.
And he was happy too, handing out them $100 bills. See, Magic Man is not going to be in New York City for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got another ring. He had to secure the ring.
But
he had to secure the ring.
I can guarantee you he accidentally walked into Juan Soto. What's up, little dude?
Right?
Like, look, you know, tap him on the head.
Grab a seat.
Yeah. How you doing? Look at this.
I'm Magic.
Yeah. Look, I'm Magic.
I'm Irvin.
Yeah.
Call me Magic.
Yeah. You can call me Magic Man.
If you're Magic, who does Magic want more? Soto or Trout? Because
Soto.
Yeah. Oh.
Soto.
Soto. Because he's about winning. Yeah. Because they already making their money back once they win those world championships. But if they hadn't won a championship yet, plus you already got like Mookie Betts that they love out there, but it's hard not to pass up Mike Trout.
If Mike Trout
was 3 years younger, I would say Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I text line, you can tell me. If you have all the money and it is in your freedom.
It doesn't matter. The Astros are winning the next year.
They've got to get healthy in so many ways. And let me just say, I think that Alvarez is a top five player in Major League Baseball.
Hitter.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the bill is. Like, Machado's the only guy defensively, and then Otani's pitching. But if you said to me, because Manny Machado's so much better defensively than anybody in Major League Baseball.
I mean, Nolan Arenado still exists. Arenado's legit.
I like Arenado. He is not Manny Machado. Manny Machado is an alien over there.
Do you trust his bat, though?
Big moments, Machado. Yeah, Arenado is not in that category.
Not a hitter anymore.
No.
Yeah, Machado's better. I'm just saying.
But who's 3, 4, and 5
for like, best players in baseball?
Yeah, if you can swap out.
Shohei, Soto, Bobby Witt, Jr.
Available.
Gotcha.
Available.
In free agency, you mean?
Yeah. Like even in you know, because the trade thing will come up. Like Bregman is in the conversation, right? There's some depth, bro. It's going to be a fun offseason. It's going to be, yeah. Trout on a 3 or 5 year deal, Soto on a 10 year deal.
Corbin Burns has been really good.
Burns is, I can't imagine Baltimore not handling that.
This is a crucial offseason for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It is. They're my Orioles. And I keep thinking about Eddie Murray and obviously Kyle Ripken, his dad, and all those guys. They were in the dungeon of hell and have if one of the best ballparks in the nation, and they couldn't get people there. Mm-hmm. They have to. I'm telling you, or they're off into the abyss like the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm telling you, they have to win this offseason because – The Nats, they will. Mm-hmm. They went through that. The Nats went, and I'll keep it short. The Nats went through like a weird, and you know this, where, okay, they were winning. They're like, oh, you know, that winning thing ain't that fun. You know, like hey, Bryce it's Harper, work. Thanks. But now, oh, we're back. And they, you know what? They figured, like, you know what? Losing sucked, and we lost a lot of money.
It is that outward arrogance that to think that Juan Soto doesn't know any better and he's not going to go anywhere because you raised him. Right. And then you didn't have the wherewithal, like you didn't love Rendon. You chose to choose Strasburg over everybody else.
That's why I want to ask
like,
you real
there's
quick.
There was an arrogance.
Was it too much too quick for ownership and decision making?
100%.
Right. There we go.
100% too much.
Right. Too quick. It was too easy.
Well, because you didn't piece it together that way.
Right.
It just came together that way. Yeah. Worth did work.
Yeah.
You didn't expect Soto. Howie Kendrick comes in and carries the load. You get, you know, two guys that are still delivering for the Dodgers today. Yeah. Trinan and Hudson come through and do the work for you. And Rendon just shuts up and delivers. And you didn't expect it. Scherzer was a dog. Okay, that was great. You got the rest of that rotation, Gio and company?
Yeah.
Yeah, so baseball does that.
Life came at him too fast.
Well, he had the year of Patrick Corbin's life, too.
Yeah, 100%. The guy that's...
But life came at him too fast.
Yeah.
It did. And it's interesting that, with the Orioles, they were like my Buffalo Bills. They were struggling. And then they got a couple guys. Buffalo got Josh Allen. Then you start to get it back together. It's like, you know what? This baseball thing ain't too bad. You know what? You know, these guys ain't too bad. This, you know, having butts in the stands ain't too bad. Selling out peanuts and popcorn. Get your peanuts and popcorn. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Marino will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Marino thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future.
Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.